Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Michael reading an additional article from the Odessa American Inside Pages. Police looking for suspect involved in convenience store robbery. The Odessa Police Department is looking for a man involved in a robbery at a convenience store. The reported robbery happened at 5:35 p.m. December 3rd at In-N-Out, located at 3226 West 10th Street, an OPD press release stated. Investigation reportedly showed that a male subject pointed a gun at an employee and demanded all of the money from the registers. The male suspect fled the scene on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash. Anyone with information about the robbery is asked to contact Detective D. Rocha at 432-335-4933 or Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS and reference case number 20-0021080.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, January 28th, 2021. Opinion. Texas View. Community Labs offers model for testing in schools. The Point. Testing in schools is not a solution but provides confidence that schools are safe for in-person learning. While the development of an accurate, rapid, and relatively affordable COVID-19 test is a remarkable achievement, it's the community impact and benefit of any innovation that is the truest measure of its success. In the case of Community Labs, the nonprofit co-founded by Graham Weston, J. Bruce Bug Jr., and J. Tellus Wells, that measure is off the charts in a very short time. It's impossible to overstate the significance of Community Labs' innovative work for San Antonio and Texas. Perhaps at the most basic level, Community Labs' work to develop and distribute rapid COVID-19 testing has the potential to limit community spread of the disease from so-called silent spreaders, asymptomatic carriers of this insidious virus. It also has allowed faculty and staff at schools to feel more comfortable about returning to the classroom and for parents to feel more at ease about having their students attend school in person. These are not antigen tests, but far more accurate PCR or polymerase chain reaction tests. As Saul Hinojosa, superintendent of Somerset ISD, which hosted the first pilot of Community Labs tests last semester, recently told this editorial board, the testing has helped boost district in-person enrollment. It was a point seconded by Edgewood ISD Superintendent Eduardo Hernandez, and it's one reason testing will be expanded to all San Antonio ISD campuses this spring. Having this as part of our safety procedures is a game changer, SAISD Superintendent Pedro Martinez told us. What that means is parents, faculty, and staff can embrace in-person learning with more confidence that schools are safe during this pandemic, and learning can occur more equitably. This aligns with President Joe Biden's COVID-19 plan, which includes funding for expanded testing to keep kids in schools. One of the paradoxes of the pandemic has been that while students in wealthier school districts, where internet connections are mostly a given, have returned to in-person learning in greater numbers, students in lower-income districts, where internet connections are not assured, have often stayed home, potentially falling behind, with long-term consequences. Many of our families that are high income, they are in schools, Martinez said. They are in schools and their kids are in person. Why? Because they know that the schools are safe. But that can't always be said about homes. As Hernandez told us, the other thing this pandemic has done is that it has actually shown our teachers what our kids are dealing with every day. He said teachers hear profanity, yelling, and screaming in homes during virtual learning sessions, and now they can't unhear and can't unsee what they have witnessed. At a time when the nation is struggling with vaccine distribution, new COVID-19 variants are emerging, and it will be many months until a vaccine is available to children. Expanded testing is crucial to have as many students in school as possible. Community labs is a model. We want to be clear. Testing in schools is not a solution to the digital divide in our community. When schools closed in the spring, unnecessary given how little we knew about the novel coronavirus and the shortage in personal protective equipment, laptops were distributed to families who lacked internet connections. Students struggled to keep pace with online learning. Teachers struggled to connect with students. Those challenges remain for many families. The solution is to ensure all households in San Antonio have access to reliable high-speed internet. What Community Labs testing offers isn't a bridge to this divide, but an assurance that children and parents in San Antonio, hopefully all, can resume with in-person learning with a high degree of confidence, regardless of income or geography. Our call to Bug, Weston, and Wells is to please keep going, to not only expand testing, but pursue collaborations long after the pandemic to address our digital and learning divides. To view this remarkable achievement for testing as a beginning to even greater collaborative work and innovation. San Antonio Express News. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, January 28th, 2021. Obituaries. Glenda Jean Gorrell. San Angelo. Jean left her temporary home here on earth for her place in heaven on January 21st, 2021. She was born to Ward Glenn and Bobby Jean Souls in Brownwood, Texas on January 1st, 1947. Jean was preceded in death by her parents, her husband, Larry D. Gorrell, and her father-in-law, J.D. Gorrell. She is survived by her children, Stacy and Richard Johnson, sons Blake and Kyle, Summer and Jared Clements, daughter Riley and Benjamin and Kylie Gorrell, and daughter Rylan. Her brother Sam Souls and wife Brenda, mother-in-law Mildred Henderson, sister-in-law Cindy Kelly, nephews Jay Souls, Andy, Max Souls, Robin, Brad Kelly, and niece Heather Kelly, Monty, and seven great-nieces and nephews. A memorial service will be held at Southland Baptist Church in San Angelo, Texas, on Friday, January 29th, 2021, at 1 p.m. The service can be viewed via internet at https://vohcast.tv/view/jean-gorrell-celebration-of-life-service-kakxyzqqm3hnaspelvc3z. In lieu of flowers, please send donations to Cornerstone Christian School of San Angelo, 1502 North Jefferson Street, San Angelo, Texas, 76901. All of Jean's school-age grandchildren attend Cornerstone Christian School, and she loved that they are growing intellectually and spiritually there. The standards and love shown by this school have impacted so many kids in San Angelo and around the world. Family and friends can sign the online register book at www.harper-funeralhome.com. Byron W. Harrison, San Antonio. Byron W. Harrison was invited to tee off in God's Grand Golf Invitational on January 24, 2021. Byron burst into this world in Wichita Falls on May 3, 1952, and graced the planet with his presence. His parents, Wayne and Edwina Harrison, were so impressed with him, they tried three more times for the same perfection. Byron and his siblings Susan, Beth, and Alan grew up together in the oil patch of Odessa, Texas. Wayne, Susan, and Alan went on ahead to save Byron a seat in God's kingdom. He married his first sweetheart, Donna Yuri Harrison. Donna and Byron were blessed with three children, Matthew Harrison, Nicholas Harrison, and Megan Harrison Coy. Donna passed away in 2006, so she was surely waiting for him at the pearly gates with his dogs, Sadie, Riley, Gracie, and Tucker, eager to pull Byron along for a walk. In 2010, he met his second sweetheart, Sherry Smith Harrison, and those two went gallivanting around the globe for 11 years. Byron was recently voted best bonus dad ever by Sherry's kids, Crystal Smith Henry and Tyler Smith. Byron also loved his bonus kids, Jessamy Ferguson, Buster Coy, Carrie Henry, and Alexandra Smith, who helped give him his most precious gifts, the Grands. In addition to being Byron and dad, one of his most prestigious titles was Pawpaw. His grandchildren, Ava, Corbin, Kingston, Sonny, Violet, and Titus, will uphold Byron's memory as the most caring, silly, adoring pawpaw to ever make snowman pancakes. This will be a private service. In lieu of flowers, Byron would love to throw a dog a bone, so please consider donating to the Odessa Humane Society or a local dog rescue of your choice. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign his guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Jana J. Strawbridge, Austin, Texas. Jana was born April 18, 1966, in Carlsbad, New Mexico, to Trent and Shirlene Kirks. Jana grew up in Carlsbad, New Mexico. She graduated high school early so she could marry her high school sweetheart, James Strawbridge, on March 30, 1984. Jana is survived by her parents, Trent and Shirlene Kirks, her siblings, Jeff and Nina, her husband, James, her children, Brandy and Brian, grandchildren, Easton and Maddie. The family will celebrate Jana's life in a memorial service 1 p.m. Saturday, February 13, 2021, at Heartland Funeral Home of Comanche, Texas. Condolences to the family can be left online at www.heartlandfuneralhome.net. Amanda Carrasco, Carrasco Villarosa, Dallas, Texas. Amanda Carrasco Villarosa went home to her Heavenly Father on January 20th, where she rejoined her beloved children, Hannah and Gabriel. She is survived by her loving husband, Luis Villarosa, and children, Gloriana, Evelyn, and Josephine, grandmother Teresa Carrasco, parents Andres and Estella Carrasco, mother and father-in-law, David and Christina Villarosa, siblings Jeremy Carrasco and wife Angela, Dion Carrasco, Dominique Ali and husband Raza, Adriana Villario and husband Jay, brother-in-law Vincent Villarosa and wife Jocelyn, 10 nephews and 6 nieces, and her wonderful aunts, uncles, and cousins. Her life celebration will be at 1 p.m. on January 29, 2021, at Gateway Church in Southlake. In lieu of flowers, please make a donation to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. If you would like to provide photos, videos, or stories of Amanda's life, please email girl.w.a.sword, S-W-O-R-D, at gmail.com. Services are under the direction of Coker Funeral Home in Sanger. You may share a memory or offer your condolences to the Villarosa family at www.cokerfuneralhome.com. Death Notice. Lilia Pondo Urquidez, Odessa. Lilia Pondo Urquidez, 89, of Presidio, died Sunday, January 24th, 2021, in Odessa. Services will be scheduled at a later date. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Death Notices. Robert Gene Cook, Odessa. Robert Gene Cook, 84, of Odessa, died Tuesday, January 26, 2021, in Odessa. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Jose Lavario Leyva, Pecos, Texas. Jose Lavario Leyva, 90, of Pecos, Texas, died Thursday, December 31st, 2020, in Pecos, Texas. Services will be scheduled at a later date. Arrangements are by Peaceful Garden Funeral Home of Pecos. Fidencio Ortega Ramirez, Odessa. Fidencio Ortega Ramirez, 64, of Odessa, died Saturday, January 23, 2021, in Odessa. Graveside service is scheduled for 1 p.m. Thursday, January 28, 2021, at Rose Hill Gardens section of Ector County Cemetery. Rosary will be recited the night prior to burial at 7 p.m. at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
Hello, this is Cindy reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Tuesday, January 26th. City completes updating cases from November. The Midland Health Department reported Monday that it has completed contacting positive cases from the month of November. For weeks, there had been a void from late November that left overall numbers incomplete. The announcement Monday means fewer cases are deemed unconfirmed, and statistics like those patients that are believed to be recovered are more up to date. The City of Midland reported Monday that the total number of confirmed cases through Friday was 15,197. There was a total of 37 unconfirmed cases from Saturday and Sunday. The number of isolating patients was 1,528, and the number of patients that have recovered is 9,694. The city also reported the death of a male in his 70s. The man passed away at home on January 15th. He is the 214th COVID-19 related death involving a Midland County resident during the pandemic.
Midland Reporter Telegram, Thursday, January 28th. Inside Stories. Midland truck driver returns back to work, writes book after accident, by J.C. Lewis. Joe Martin has been a truck driver for 33 years, and the Midlander said he has done a lot of extreme trucking, including hauling logs on some of the steepest ground in the nation. He knows what it means to get a load to its destination, no matter what it takes. And it was that kind of spirit that allowed Martin to recover from an accident with a drunk driver and get back into a different type of trucking. Martin talked to the Reporter Telegram about his experience with Social Security's Ticket to Work program, which got him back behind the wheel. A year ago, I got hurt out in Ohio, and my insurance company denied me, the 58-year-old Martin said. I had to sell both of my big trucks. After I got released to go back to work, I put together a hotshot pickup truck, then worked 6 weeks. Then I got in an accident with a drunk driver. Martin applied for and received Social Security disability insurance benefits. During his recovery, he attempted the same type of big rig trucking, but it was too difficult on his beaten up body. He said his medical chart includes 9 herniated discs in my back, along with major internal injuries, and he's blind in one eye. He was more comfortable driving his pickup truck, which made him a candidate of the Ticket to Work program. It's been a struggle because I was starting with nothing again, he said. I contacted the Ticket to Work office, and they set me up to start looking for a job together. That is where ALSUP Employment Services came into the picture. ALSUP, according to its website, is approved by the Social Security Administration as an employment network for Ticket to Work. It offers resources and services designed to help SSDI recipients take full advantage of the incentives and support that are available to them when they return to work. ALSUP helped Martin find another job in trucking by aiding him in filling out paperwork and finding an employer, Cardinal Transport, in Coal City, Illinois. Martin said Cardinal Transport has been willing to help him get back to work, as well as others. Diane Winiarski, the director of case management at ALSUP Employment Services, said the Ticket to Work program also protects SSDI and Medicare benefits as participants transition to full-time work. That includes those wanting to work from home, as well as on-site placement. Winiarski said there are myths behind individuals returning to work with a disability. One is the belief that people with disabilities don't want to return to work. When we worked with our beneficiaries, more than half of them reported that they wanted to return to work, she said. A lot of beneficiaries have invisible disabilities, and making simple accommodations, which can be cost-free, really sets the stage for them to succeed. Winiarski said the company supports beneficiaries throughout their job search with mock interviews, help completing online applications, creating resumes, and reaching out to potential employers to schedule an interview. Once clients get back to work, Alsup Employment Services help coordinate their benefits with the Social Security Administration to ensure that they're following the rules of the Ticket to Work program. "I needed help to help me get back on my feet," Martin said. Alsup Employment Services had the help that I needed with finding an employer. In October, Martin returned to trucking as a hotshot trucker, which uses smaller trucks instead of the 18-wheelers to carry relatively smaller, time-sensitive loads to accessible locations. "I had to retrain myself in a manner where I could do my job and not further injure myself," he said. "I thought this hotshot thing would work because I have a pickup and I have experience. Basically, I was trying to find something I could do and still be successful at." After the accident, Martin also wrote a book titled Excel PDT, Professional Driver Training, Controlling Your Vehicle on Snow and Ice. The book is 48 pages long and focuses on the physics of driving. Westbow Press says Excel PDT teaches the skills and trade secrets for behind the wheel. Good decisions create positive results, which resulted in potential opportunity. Bad decisions have consequences that require correction and limit potential, according to the webpage for the book. "I tried to write the book with a little bit of wisdom and go over how emotions and behavior affect driving," he said. "I go through a checklist of what makes driving on ice and snow more dangerous." Find out more. For more information about Ticket to Work and other programs, visit www.alsupemploymentservices.com or call 866-540-5105. West Texas Food Bank provides sneak peek at Innovation Gardens during Empty Bowls by J.C. Lewis. The West Texas Food Bank's annual Empty Bowls event will look a little different this year. Empty Bowls will take place from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday at the Food Bank's Midland location, 1601 Westcliff Drive. To keep the event safe, the West Texas Food Bank will not serve food this year, according to a press release. Handmade ceramic bowls created by students and faculty from Odessa College, Midland College, University of Texas Permian Basin, Odessa High School International Baccalaureate Program, the Boys and Girls Club of the Permian Basin, and Trinity School of Midland will still be available for $15 each. The event will provide a sneak preview at the new Innovation Gardens, where the bowls will be displayed throughout at the Midland location. The event is outdoors and masks are mandatory, but can be provided if needed. Empty table sponsorships will be available for $500 and will include 6 Pick of the Kiln bowls. Those bowls are handpicked by the artists and are the best of the bowls. Pick of the Kiln bowls will be prepackaged and ready to go for easy pickup. Sponsorships also include 6 West Texas Food Bank insulated cups and a gift card to the Garlic Press. For sponsorship opportunities, call the West Texas Food Bank at 697-4003. Tickets are available online at facebook.com/events/10467390906927. There will also be a silent auction starting the day of the event, which will run for a week. The silent auction will be virtual, and items can be viewed at 32auctions.com/empty bowls 2021 starting Saturday. Catfish and Company in Odessa, and Jason's Deli in Midland, which have provided soups at previous Empty Bowl events, will be back at next year's event, according to the press release. Columnist. One, Kerber, makes most of time in Merkel, by Tumbleweed Smith. There must be a strong pull for people who grew up in Merkel, left to have successful careers, then returned to their hometown. I met a bunch of them recently. They are confident, poised, and happy to be back home. One is a former NASA scientist who is now writing poetry. Another was a real estate mogul in Austin who returned to Merkel and opened two restaurants. Roger Moore had an award-winning advertising agency for 25 years and then came home to manage Merkel's Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development. The group of about a dozen gets together every morning at 10 on a sidewalk across the street from the coffee shop where they used to meet. The coffee shop closed due to the coronavirus. They are a happy bunch. I'll call them Kerbers because sometimes they'll sit on the curb. The city has provided a bench, but it's seldom used. The conversation is constant and loud, laced with laughter. These guys have a good time. They've known each other most of their lives, and their friendships are solid. Sometimes neighbors will drive by, stop in the middle of the street, have a short visit while staying in their vehicle with the Kerbers, and then drive off. A passing train gets lots of attention. It's going to New York City, someone will say. Now that cold weather is here, the meetings are shorter. Usually, the stay time is about an hour. Roger is still doing some advertising for longtime clients. He has drawn pictures since he was three, something his mother encouraged him to do. He enjoyed doing cartoons while in college at McMurray, where he had a track scholarship. He majored in English literature. Roger is a former teacher and coach, Sterling City and Hamlin, and has a big interest in Texas history. He worked for a textbook company for 6 years, then decided to get serious about his cartooning. He walked into a small newspaper office in Austin and said, "You need a cartoonist." The owner agreed and told Roger he could do a weekly cartoon for $25 each. That led Roger into the advertising business. Roger's cartoons now appear weekly in 25 Texas newspapers. "I come up with an idea first, do the caption, then draw the cartoon," he says. "The hard part is coming up with some clever idea." He has written a number of books on Texas history. His latest are two aimed at pre-kindergarten age kids. They're designed so parents can teach their kids to read. One is titled Critters of the Lone Star State and has cartoons of some legendary Texas critters: rattlesnakes, javelinas, jackrabbits, armadillos, and horny toads. Another book is called Slim's Hat and shows the many uses of a cowboy hat. He calls his books textbooks, T-E-X, books. Roger is best known for his Texas calendars that start every year on March the 2nd. That's Texas Independence Day. We start our calendars when Texas started. Throughout the year, the calendar mentions Texas historical events and personalities. He has been producing his calendar 23 years. His books and calendars are available at texascalendars.com.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, January 24th, 2021. City Attorney Robert Carroll dies at 34. Odessa Senior Assistant City Attorney Robert Owen Carroll died Thursday, January 21st, after a short illness. The Midland resident was 34 years old, according to an obituary notice by Nally Picklin Welch Funeral Home. His family will hold a private service. No memorial events are currently scheduled. The loss of Senior Assistant City Attorney Robert Carroll is one that leaves a huge void within the city of Odessa, City Attorney Natasha Brooks said. Robert was a passionate attorney whose joyful disposition will be missed. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the Carroll family during this difficult time. Carroll is survived by his wife Kayla, son Camden, father and mother Amy and James Carroll, sister Megan Carroll, twin brother Sean Carroll, and two dogs. Carroll served as the City of Odessa's assistant city attorney from August 2018 to July 2019 before being promoted to senior assistant city attorney in July 2019, according to his bio information. He earned a Juris Doctorate in Energy, Environment, Natural Resources Law, and Litigation from Texas A&M University School of Law in 2015. A native of Jacksonville, North Carolina, he graduated from Texas Wesleyan University with honors before attending law school. In July 2020, he married Kayla Agan Carroll.
This is the Odessa American for Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. Have Your Lasagna and Eat It Too, by Brenda Garcia, MSRD, United Supermarkets, Lifestyle Desk. One of life's greatest pleasures is eating well. Last week, we focused on finding ways to treat your sweet tooth. This week, we discuss how eating less carbs and more vegetables shouldn't keep you from enjoying your favorite foods. While pastas and breads are staples in the many of our meals, there are so many recipes that will change the way you think of low carb. Market Street's Start Downloadable Cookbook is a great way to gain access to healthy recipes. The recipes are even divided into keto-friendly, paleo, and plant-based categories. These lasagna-stuffed peppers are full of flavor and are a great way to skip out on the pasta and indulge in the sensual flavors of oven-roasted bell peppers. Roasting the peppers gives them a more mild sweet flavor with a hint of smokiness. Sadly, the roasting process does destroy some of the great vitamin C that the peppers provide. However, did you know that the red bell peppers tend to have more vitamin C than the green peppers? The red ones also have more than 10 times more beta carotene. So while the green ones are still a great choice, the red ones can be an even better option. Adding some creamy ricotta only enhances the flavors of these peppers. Ricotta, which means recooked, is actually a byproduct of other cheeses such as provolone. Traditionally, the whey that is left after the production of the provolone is then recooked to make the creamy ricotta. Once used as a way to keep from wasting precious food, now we just think to enjoy its creamy goodness in dishes such as lasagna or sweetened and used in dishes like cannoli. Today, here in the States, sometimes the process is different. The ricotta is made from whole milk, heated, coagulated, and then strained. Either way, you have a fresh, delicious cheese. Mozzarella cheese is another fresh cheese used in this recipe. Fresh, in the case of cheese, refers to the fact that they can make it and eat it immediately. This is in contrast to aged cheeses such as Parmesan cheese. The fresh cheese tends to have a more mild flavor and is softer, while the aged cheese has a more sharp flavor and is a harder cheese. Alone, they are flavorful. Together, they can complement each other while bringing a variety of flavors for your taste buds' delight. So here is the recipe to get you started using all the above ingredients. Want more recipes? Download our dietitian curated cookbook at www.happyandnourished.com. Lasagna stuffed peppers. Ingredients: 1 large red pepper, 1 large green bell pepper, 1 large yellow bell pepper, 1 large orange bell pepper, 2.5 cups marinara sauce, 1 cup part skim ricotta cheese, 1 cup shredded mozzarella cheese, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, 1 tablespoon Italian seasoning. Instructions. 1. Preheat oven to 400. Line a baking sheet with aluminum foil. 2. Slice bell peppers in half lengthwise and remove ribs and seeds. Place pepper halves on baking sheet and bake for 20 minutes on the middle rack. 3. Remove peppers from oven. Fill each pepper with a 1/4 cup tomato meat sauce. 4. Next, spoon 2 tablespoons of ricotta cheese on top of the meat sauce in each pepper cup. Pour an additional 1 tablespoon meat sauce on top of the ricotta cheese. 5. Top each pepper with 2 tablespoons mozzarella cheese. Bake on middle rack for 12 minutes. 6. Remove peppers from oven. Top each pepper with 1 tablespoon of Parmesan cheese and a sprinkle of Italian seasoning. Bake 5 additional minutes on top rack.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, January 24th, 2021. Opinion. National View. Trump did right on economy, judges, foreign policy. The point, it would be a disservice to history to ignore Trump's many successes. President Donald Trump left office this week, his legacy forever tarnished by the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. But a full and fair accounting of his 4 years in the White House should acknowledge his achievements along with the unacceptable events of the past few weeks. Mr. Trump's record on the economy was impressive by any standards. He guided the first major overhaul of the tax code in more than 3 decades through Congress, allowing Americans of all incomes to keep more of their own hard-earned money. Coupled with his push to slash the bureaucratic red tape that hinders entrepreneurship and economic growth, that helped trigger a record jobs boom. The Trump years, pre-pandemic, of course, saw unemployment numbers at historic lows for African Americans, Hispanics, and those without high school diplomas. It would be nice if President-elect Joe Biden took notice of his predecessor's accomplishments in that regard. But don't count on it. Mr. Biden, through the selection of his economic team, has tacitly announced that he favors a return to the Obama-era new normal of stagnant growth brought on by oppressive regulation and an insatiable beltway bureaucracy. A Democratic Congress won't help. In addition to the economy, Mr. Trump nominated and the GOP Senate approved more than 200 judges for the federal bench. The president favored nominees with a healthy respect for our constitutional principles who will stand as a bulwark against the progressive notion that there are few, if any, limits to the power of the federal government. On the foreign policy front, Mr. Trump's refusal to engage in the normal diplomatic niceties shocked many NATO countries into upping their financial contributions to their own defense. He put China on notice that he recognized its dangers to U.S. interests and would not simply roll over on contentious issues such as trade. He also acted where virtually all of his predecessors had preferred lip service by moving the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem and then brokering historic peace agreements, which many critics argued could never be done, between the Jewish state and several Middle Eastern nations. ISIS is all but dead. There will be plenty of time for historians to issue a sober evaluation of the past 4 years. No doubt the waning days of the Trump White House will be dominant in those accounts. But it would be a disservice to ignore Mr. Trump's many successes, which are as much a part of the historical record as are his flaws. The Las Vegas Journal Review. Hello, this is Kay, reading the Odessa American for Sunday, January 24th, 2021. Other Voices. Letter to the Editor. Violence should not be promoted. I read with horror the letter to the editor from George Pitts, in the January 17th edition of the Odessa American. I called the paper concerning this matter, but as the OA has not called or taken any action, I am writing this letter to the editor. Mr. Pitts's letter calls for violence and sedition. I deplore the fact that the Odessa American allowed such a dangerous letter to be printed in the newspaper. The Odessa American should immediately remove his letter from its e-edition. The paper should issue strict guidelines regarding what is and is not admissible and must refuse to print any letter that promotes violence. Mr. Pitts is entitled to his opinion and has the freedom of speech to express those opinions. The Odessa American certainly should print opinions from different political viewpoints, but it should not print letters that promote violence, which Mr. Pitts's letter clearly did. Please remove it. Dan Hamilton. Working Hard for West Texas by State Representative Brooks Landgraf. As a kid growing up here in the Permian Basin, the spark of patriotism was ignited in me from an early age. I saw what hard work could do for a family, what it could provide, and not just in terms of food and clothing, but in terms of identity and self-worth. Working hard is a way of life out here in West Texas. Witnessing the work going on in the oil field certainly kick-started my love of country, but something else was happening in the 1980s that helped launch my feelings of patriotism into orbit, never to come down. Ronald Reagan was sworn in as President of the United States 2 months before I was born in Odessa. As we witnessed another presidential inauguration this week, I can't help but think about Reagan's inauguration and his legacy. Walking past the TV set as a boy, I remember hearing bits and pieces of Reagan's speeches. In our tent will be found those who believe that government was created by we, the people. Reagan said in one address, that government exists for the convenience of the people, and we can give to government no power we do not possess as individuals. My worldview and political philosophy were formed from an early age, thanks in large part to President Reagan. The Permian Basin provided the clay, and President Reagan served as the sculptor, his words forever influencing my thinking about good, limited governance. During my time serving as your state representative, my convictions have only grown stronger. If you take President Reagan's philosophy and throw in a little sweet Texas crude on top, you'll find our brand of politics, certified West Texas conservative. Like Reagan, we believe that Texans do not need to earn the support of their government. We believe that the government should stay out of our way so we can be free to make a living. Like Reagan, when given the opportunity to choose between more freedom or more security, we choose freedom every time. Now, that doesn't mean we all agree on everything. In fact, there are a great many things about which we disagree strongly. Even still, we are solutions-oriented. We are problem-solvers. We are doers. We don't let petty disagreements stop us from getting the work done so that people can prosper. That is what you elected me to do, after all, to do the work for the people of West Texas. I have been spoiled with excellent examples of what a good work ethic looks like for my entire life, thanks to where I grew up. Now that the Texas legislature is back in session, I have the opportunity to bring our brand, our West Texas Keep Government Out of My Way conservative brand, down to the Texas Capitol building. I aim to make you proud with the work we do and pledge to continue along the path of conservatism forged by President Reagan in our quest to shrink the size of government and expand the rights and freedoms of all Texans. God bless Texas. Brooks Landgraf. Landgraf serves House District 81, which encompasses Andrews, Ector, Ward, and Winkler counties. Guest View, There Can Be Progress in 2021, by Scott Kavarovics, InsideSources.com. In the year ahead, Congress and President Biden can and must make progress toward restoring the health of our land, water, and air. Polarized politics often obscures the fact that Americans are bound by common ground on many matters, like conservation. Republicans, Democrats, and independents all agree on the importance of clean air and water and conserving places we value for wildlife habitat and outdoor recreation. All of us expect clean, safe drinking water. Yet some of the bedrock laws that have protected water for decades, including streams flowing through our neighborhoods and local parks and wetlands, have been rolled back. Across the U.S., more than 117 million people get their drinking water from public systems supplied by streams that are no longer protected by the Clean Water Act. The Biden administration must act quickly to restore Clean Water Act protections that were weakened by the Waters of the United States regulations. Also, a vast portion of the nation's wetlands, which help to filter water and reduce flooding, have been converted to other uses. To preserve these resources that are vital for clean water, we need a policy of no net loss of wetlands immediately. Better enforcement of the Farm Bill's swamp buster provisions would be one good place to start. Americans also expect farms to produce consistently nutritious foods in a sustainable way that conserves croplands for future generations. But we have lost half of the invaluable topsoil that is required for agriculture, and these soils are lost to erosion faster than it can be replenished by a factor of 10. Degraded soil requires ever-increasing inputs of chemicals and fertilizers to maintain consistent crop yields. The runoff from the resulting manure, pesticides, and chemicals now ranks among the most serious threats to clean water. The good news is Congress and the new administration can take steps to reverse these effects and incentivize farming practices that improve soil health. Better soil conservation practices on agricultural lands also reduce flooding, protect water quality, and reduce costs for farmers. As a bonus, healthy soils also have a climate benefit because they can store an immense amount of carbon. Additionally, climate change threatens the health of our environment unlike any single conservation challenge did in the past. Strategies to combat climate change should include solutions that leverage the power of the natural systems, soil, wetlands, forests, and shared public lands, to sequester carbon and mitigate some of the most catastrophic effects of a rapidly warming planet. The need to dramatically reduce emissions must be addressed as well. Deployment of energy efficiency technologies and transition to properly sited renewable energy sources must be accelerated. While the United States has a wide array of treasured places valued for their wildlife habitat and outdoor recreation opportunities, many need attention if we intend to pass them along intact to future generations. The Missouri River, the Great Lakes, and Chesapeake Bay are just a few of the regions that require restoration efforts and care to preserve their incalculable benefits to the nation. Finally, because we are witnessing an alarming loss of wild animals, Congress should pass the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, which creates a proactive approach to recovery efforts. In the months ahead, policymakers must tackle these problems. Real-world solutions can provide major benefits in the near term and bridge artificial partisan divides. Scott Kovarovics is executive director at the Isaac Walton League of America, a national nonprofit founded in 1922 to protect the outdoors for future generations. He wrote this for InsideSources.com. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, January 28th, 2021, etc. Crunching sounds during joint movement are not unusual. Dear Dr. Roach, I am a 64-year-old female in good health, but after years at a desk, I have upper back and shoulder flexibility issues. About 20 years ago, I had frozen shoulder syndrome, that resolved through physiotherapy and exercise. I now want to keep my upper shoulder flexibility and maybe enhance it. I have been doing some exercises to increase the movement of my shoulder. This creates a lot of crunching sounds in my shoulder joint as I rotate the joint. There is no pain. Am I doing damage to the joint or loosening it up and getting rid of calcification? Should I keep crunching or stop? D. Answer. It's not unusual to hear a crunching or popping sound or sensation in the joints. There are many different causes, both in the soft tissues of the joint as well as the bones, and not all of them are concerning. In people with osteoarthritis, an examiner may feel the crunching, called crepitus, associated with the bone spurs, called osteophytes, of that condition, and often be moderately sure of the diagnosis by feel alone. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, January 28. Man who won't fight fair turns arguments into battles. Dear Abby, I am in a nearly 2-year relationship with the man I love. In so many ways, this is the relationship I've always hoped for, and being in my early 30s, I'm feeling ready to settle down. The problem? He doesn't fight fair. I have put an exorbitant amount of effort into remaining calm and loving during arguments to prevent our relationship from deteriorating, but he seems incapable of meeting me halfway. His unfair fighting comes in the form of aggressive tones, obscene faces, looking at his phone while I'm talking, and sometimes ignoring me entirely. These arguments are usually over minor issues that are nowhere near warranting a full-blown fight. For example, dishes not being done when he came home from work because I work from home and put it off to do during non-work hours. Our relationship is otherwise great, but if I'm going to commit to someone for life, I want them to be capable of having calm and healthy conversations. He thinks I'm controlling when I ask him not to use aggressive tones or make faces. What do I do? Signed, Fighting Fair in Oregon. Dear Fighting, I will assume that the man you are in love with is around the same age as you. By the time someone reaches their 30s, their personalities are usually set. This man behaves the way he does because it works for him. It enables him to control you. If he values your relationship, he should be willing to discuss this in couples counseling so these conversations are constructive rather than adversarial. If he isn't, however, keep looking for a more suitable mate because this mister ain't wonderful. Dear Abby, I'd like to alert your readers to something that happened to me so it may keep it from happening to them. In her later years, my dear mother was afflicted with dementia. When it became clear she could no longer live alone, I went to live with her. One day, I went looking for the albums of photos from when my brothers and I were kids, family vacations, etc. After searching high and low and not finding them, I asked Mom what had happened to them. Turns out she threw them out because she didn't remember any of the people in the pictures. To say I was devastated would be an understatement. I couldn't be angry with Mom. It wasn't her fault. But Abby, your readers need to know that it can happen to them. My mother has been gone for 10 years, and I still wish I had those photos. Signed, Missing Memories in Massachusetts. Dear Missing, I'm glad you wrote. Your letter is a reminder that when family members begin to age, it's important to make the time to sit down with them and go through family pictures. My own dear mother urged her readers to not only review those photos, but also to write on the backs the date they were taken and the names of who was in them. This is a precious gift because memories do start to fade. It can stimulate wonderful conversations if people are willing to make the effort.
Royal Stars by Madeline Aslan. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. A baby born today has a sun in Aquarius and a moon in Leo. Happy birthday for Thursday, January 28, 2021. Pioneering, strong-willed and daring. You're capable of extraordinary achievements. This year, you go where no one has gone before, and you achieve outstanding success through sheer guts and determination. If single, you're attracted to a challenge, but it might be better to look before you leap. Otherwise, commitment is years away. If attached, this year promises bliss. You and your partner frolic, play, and laugh together. Libra adores you. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 5 stars. You dislike and almost fear being alone. Love trends are definitely improving. You will be liberated from old heartaches or disappointments. A spiritual connection with a special love forms. Existing relationships transform for the better. Tonight, relaxing with a loved one. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 4 stars. Repairs and cleaning around your home may require attention. Be patient with less than perfect family situations. Problems will smooth over. A loved one would treasure an unusual gift you created. Your artistic skill peaks now. Tonight, you receive many invitations. Gemini, May 21 through June 20, 4 stars. Today is a perfect time for selling and promotion, as well as study and negotiation. Greater kindness comes from influential people and smooths over age gap differences. Coping with responsibilities becomes second nature. Tonight, answer old emails and calls first. Cancer, June 21 through July 22, 3 stars. Today you can benefit from exploring. Return to favorite old haunts. After that, strike out into new territory. This is the start of an especially good time for learning another language. Financial planning will be in your thoughts. Tonight, conversations revolve around work. Leo, July 23 through August 22, 5 stars. Today surrounds you with warmth and success and makes it easy for you to promote beliefs and causes that are meaningful to you. Team spirit is strong, and you enlist the help of associates in realizing goals. Tonight, much online chatting and networking. Virgo, August 23 through September 22, 4 stars. Service to those less fortunate or other types of personal sacrifice bring happiness. Virgos have an ancient association with martyrdom. Turn this into a positive by keeping quiet about your good deeds and thinking of others first. Tonight, your good work is rewarded. Libra, September 23 through October 22, 4 stars. Humor and patience will speed your success today. You will grow through involvement with organizations. Reach out to new groups and rise to the occasion if called upon to fill a leadership role. Tonight, meditate on your greatest dreams and wishes and prioritize them. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21, 4 stars. Your natural dignity and self-control help you gracefully balance your domestic life with your professional persona. There are important synchronicities unfolding. Your timely response will turn any negative attention into positive recognition. Tonight, let go of the status quo. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21, 4 stars. Your enthusiasm and energy are high. Studies and conversations generate agreeable ideas and experiences. Your perpetual zest for the novel and intriguing is fulfilled. You will be a bit restless. Tonight, get both sides of the story if there is disturbing news. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19, 5 stars. You will be able to combine work with recreation and social life today. Friends suggest future travel and invite you to share in their projects and interests. A new romantic involvement delights and surprises you. Tonight, be understanding and accepting. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18, 2 stars. There may be some tensions to resolve with a close associate. An opposition can bring some arguments and competition. Don't let a burst of anger become destructive. If you overcome stubbornness, a satisfactory compromise may be developed. Tonight, chill. Pisces, February 19th through March 20. 2 stars. Be sensitive to health messages sent by your body now. You are about to begin a strong Saturn cycle that will bring consequences if you have developed poor health, including mental health, habits in the past. Tonight, be good and gentle to yourself. Born today, actress Ariel Winter, 1998, writer Colette, 1873, artist Alice Neal, 1900.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.